Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by, and welcome to the National All VR conference call. During the presentation, all participants will be in listen-only mode. Afterwards, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. At that time, if you have a question, please press star followed by the number one on your telephone. If you should need assistance to reach an operator at any time, please press zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded Tuesday, February the ninth, 2016. I would now like to turn the call over to Mrs. Michelle Lazor. Please go ahead.
Thank you, operator, and good afternoon, everyone. This is Michelle Lazor, the EN Development Manager for the Ticket Program. We're very happy to have all of you here today, and happy Valentine's. We will start off with opening comments from Rob Pass, moving into our general announcement from Desiree Fitzgerald, an update on our ticket portal from Katie Strivenberg, and cost reimbursement from Danielle Armstrong. So, Rob, I'd like to turn it over to you at this time. Thank you.
Thanks, Michelle, and good afternoon, everyone. We are glad that you could join us for our February All VR call. I don't have a lot to say in introduction other than welcome. We will walk through the agenda with you, and then at the end of the call, we'll have an opportunity for some questions and answers. So without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to Desiree Fitzgerald, who's going to talk a little bit about some changes to our call format.
Hello, everyone. I just wanted to make a couple of brief announcements. We want to make sure that we continue to be responsive to your needs and that the call is best serving you. One of the things that we want to do is to make sure we are giving you the opportunity to provide input. And I know we have done that, and you've been giving us feedback through Michelle in the past. But in the future, you're going to be getting information. Actually, it's going to be a monthly outreach to you all for a conference topics. So we'll be canvassing you for conference topics and also for questions for these calls. And also, I just wanted to say that remember that case-specific questions can come to the help desk throughout the month on a flow basis, and you don't have to hold those type of pressing case-specific questions for these calls. The other thing that I wanted to mention is that we will begin using these calls in part to inform you of progress on the VR payment automation. We haven't been talking much about it. You knew that we were hard at work on it, and so we're going to start giving you some updates, and Katie will give you some information in just a minute. In addition, we're going to probably be using these calls and additional calls in the not-distant future to begin training on the VR payments through the portal. So without any further ado, I guess I'll just send it to Michelle. She has an announcement as well.
Thank you, Desiree, and I'm sure the VR agencies are looking forward to hearing how that electronic payment system is going to move forward. So our attendance for the last couple of calls has been outstanding, and I can imagine they'll just continue to have good attendance in the future with those type of agenda topics. This afternoon, we are really pleased and excited to share with you that the Social Security Ticket Program will be hosting its second virtual job fair on March the 16th. And we know that many of the VR agencies were definitely in attendance and encouraged beneficiaries to register for the job fair. This job fair is a little different from the one that we had earlier. The first one was a national event, and this one will be a regional job fair. We will be targeting the District of Columbia, Delaware, Maryland, New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Virginia, West Virginia, and Puerto Rico. Again, those areas that we will be targeting for the regional job fair, which will take place on March the 16th, is the District of Columbia, Delaware, Maryland, New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Virginia, West Virginia, and Puerto Rico. And many of you out there, the ticket coordinators, have received an invitation to join us for that upcoming event. As you know, similar to the last virtual job fair, our purpose is to connect ticket participants with federal contractors who are looking to hire in these locations. So as always, we are focusing on qualified and job-ready beneficiaries from the areas that we are targeting this year, this regional call. The ticket program manager is currently recruiting employers to participate in this virtual job fair. So how can you help ticket coordinators? As last time, select and prepare beneficiaries in advance of the job fair. This includes updating and having a well-prepared resume, assisting them with registering for the event, and having them sign the consent to release of information, which is required by Social Security. The Ticket Program Manager team will be providing training on how to prepare your beneficiaries to participate in the job fair. Also, giving you instructions on how to have the beneficiaries register and navigate on the job fair platform. We want our beneficiaries to get the most out of this opportunity. It is very worthwhile to experience a virtual job fair. So we're looking for you to spread the word and get beneficiaries to register once that information becomes available. Again, please note on your calendar March the 16th from 1 to 5 p.m. Stay tuned for additional information, especially on the training that we will provide you so that your beneficiaries are ready to participate in the virtual job fair. Also, for those of you that received the email from the ticket management program today, please respond and let us know that you are interested in participating. And that includes my announcement on that. And I will move it on to our next agenda topic, which is the ticket portal. Katie?
Hi, good afternoon, everyone. I just wanted to give you a brief update on where we are with the ticket portal and the enhancements that are coming our way. We did have a demo today, which was rather exciting, looking at the cost reimbursement submittal process in the portal. And now I'm asking for some volunteers to join us for a meeting we're going to have next week to discuss the feature we're adding to the portal that will allow you to submit cost reimbursement claims electronically by uploading an exit mile file. This is going to be a technical call to go over how it is going to work, to go over the details. A lot of the structure is already set up. This is to give you a chance to give some input and to discuss how it's going to work. We will be giving more materials, once everything is set in stone. We'll be giving training and guidance. This is not the only time you're going to hear about how this is going to work, but we wanted to give those of you who have programs that we'll need to, to download these files from your system to an XML file that we want to upload into the portal. We want to give you a chance to get on the call with our programmers to talk about it. In order to participate in this call, please email the VR help desk, the help desk you always email. Put in the subject line, we'll call it portal, something about the portal electronic file, and just put your email address and anybody else that you would want to be invited from your VR, and we will send you an invite next week for the meeting. And once again, if you can't make it or the time doesn't work, we will make sure we stay in touch with you and anyone technical on your staff that you need to be involved in this process. We know everyone is eager to take advantage of this new functionality to get away from the paper claims that we all have to deal with. So this is really exciting, and we look forward to your participation and your partnership. Once again, just email the VR help desk and put something in the subject line about the VR electronic file. You can even just give it to Katie. That's fine. And just let me know who needs to be invited to the meeting, and we will go from there. And I'm going to hand it over to Michelle.
Katie, we just have another question for you. We don't have the date yet for your meeting, correct?
Correct. I expect to have a date when I send the invite.
Okay, sounds good.
Well, I just need everybody to respond by COB Friday. I expect to be able to send the invite out first thing Tuesday morning. So.
Okay, so COB of Friday this week, and you will respond back out by Tuesday of next week. Sounds good, because we're actually on Monday.
That's right. I almost forgot.
All right, thank you. Cost reimbursement, Danielle?
Hello, everyone. A couple things. First, we have also with us today your help desk analysts, Raquel Donaldson, Shada Roper, and Linda Custis. Just to remind you, as Desiree said, you can always send in any of your questions and concerns to the VR help desk. Linda Custis is actually the help desk representative that's going to help you with all your portal enrollments. With all of the upcoming automation and the pilots, you want to make sure that you can get in, that your access is current. She would be the person that you would contact for that. Linda also handles the two-day training sessions. So if anybody is in need of those, again, you can send that into the help desk, and Linda will work with you to coordinate days convenient for you to come in for that training. Shada Roper and Raquel Donaldson handle pretty much all of your payment requests that come into the help desk. Raquel Donaldson is actually going to give you some more cost reimbursement updates. Raquel?
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Raquel Donaldson. I just have two quick points. The current month of earnings that we're seeing right now is January 2016, so that's a good thing. Also, the cost formulas, I just wanted to remind you to please have them sent directly to my attention, and if possible, do not send them with your claim. Send them separately from your claim so I can receive it, get that information in the system approved, so we can start working any claims that have a VR closure date of October or up to the present. Also, if you're sending original claims, please try not to send them to the VR help desk. Do not send them to my attention or Shada Roper's attention unless you've already had a discussion with us. We want to make sure that we're getting the claims in and we're prioritizing based off of when they're received. When they do come in, they get stamped. So we want to make sure that it's received, opened up, stamped, and sent out for the technicians to work on. So when you send them to Shada and I, they may be put on hold for a while because of everything else we're dealing with. Like I said, if you've already had a discussion with us and we know they're coming, then by all means, send them to our attention. Otherwise, send them directly to the P.O. box or the street address if you're doing overnight shipping. That's all I have for today. Danielle?
Michelle, you want to open up for questions and answers if nobody has anything else?
Absolutely. Operator, let's open up our phone lines for questions. I'm looking at the chat line to see if we have any questions on there. And there was only one, and I don't know if Rob or Desiree, you have any dates or ideas in mind. But so when will the virtual job fair occur for the Western region?
Yeah, thanks, Michelle, and thanks for the question. We are in the process of switching the virtual job fair execution, so to speak, from, or converting it from what used to be under the BAS contract to Maximus. So as we develop, we're taking this step by step. We do intend to hit all of the states, but we, you know, in terms of giving any kind of specific information regarding when we would hit the West Coast, I don't think that's been discussed yet. And I don't know if Sabre wants to weigh in on that or not, but we do intend to have full coverage for the virtual job fairs.
Thank you, Rob, for that explanation. Operator, do we have any calls from our listeners?
And again, as a reminder to ask a question, please press star followed by the number one on your telephone keypad. That is star one. And we do have one question from the line of Eugenia Cox.
Hi, this is Eugenia Cox from Oregon VR.
Hello there.
I have a few questions. One on the portal for Katie. Is there any possibility of extending the time before it times out on you?
No, unfortunately, that is not. It meets the strict requirements we have to follow.
Okay. It just seems like, you know, when you're working on, you know, trying to get back and forth to it, it seems like it times out fairly quickly. What is it, 5 minutes?
You have to keep working in there. You know, if you leave the screen and you don't touch your mouse for a while, it will time you out. You just need to keep clicking around or moving your mouse a little bit if you're in there, you know, if you know you're going to be on a static screen.
Okay.
That will keep you from timing out.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing, but I thought, well, I can't hurt to ask, right?
We have experience on our side. If we could have, we would have fixed that.
About the cost reimbursement claims, when I get the monthly cost clearance reports in the mail and I make it a point to go through every denial, and I don't know about anybody else, but we've consistently had mistake after mistake on there as far as how the claims were denied or that they were denied at all. And the reason it upset me this last time was there was two or three of them, of the denials, that said the person either never got benefits or they were denied benefits. And the problem is that in the portal it's showing that they have a ticket and that the ticket is available or it's assigned to us. And so these are just basic mistakes that are happening. And I have to literally go through a fine-tooth comb with all our denials because there's just been so many mistakes. And, and when you have to take the time each time to submit the problem and tell them why you think it's wrong, that takes a tremendous amount of time away from what we do. And so I just wanted to point that out, that it's I don't know if it's getting worse than it was, but I have at least two or three in each month. And they absolutely make no sense as to the reason for the denial. And people may think, well, what's wrong with the denial being wrong? It makes a tremendous amount of difference for us because when we enter something in our ticket tracker system, how it's denied will determine on whether we continue to track that person. So if you tell us that they never got benefits, our system is never going to track that claim when we know that they have benefits.
Hi, Eugenia. So, this is Danielle. If you have those that come up on your listing, by all means, please send those back into the help desk for a review because we have actually been doing almost 100% review of the claims, and we haven't seen a whole lot of that. So please send those into our attention so that we can make sure that they are being handled properly and also make sure it's not a discrepancy between what you're seeing in the portal and what our technicians are seeing in the system so that we can ensure that there are no issues on either end. So
Yeah, we can only see what's in the portal. We have no idea what you guys are looking at.
I understand that. That's why I'm saying send those in so that we can make sure if there is a discrepancy, it's not something that we need to correct.
Yeah, and you and I have this discussion about, you know, I just asked a general question, why is this happening so often? And, you know, and I asked, is it because if people are new, you know, and you had mentioned that every one of the new people, their claims are getting reviewed before they go out.
Right.
So
they are. That's why my concern is if you have any, by all means, send those in so we can find out what the problem is and eliminate it.
Okay. Yeah, and I have been. So, and then the other question is, and I keep asking this over and over again, the cost reimbursement training that was done in 2011 was a good training. It involved all aspects of cost reimbursement, not just the side of Social Security or Maximus. And it involved the VRs, and it was a collaboration between VR, it was a collab with Maximus, and with Social Security. And I've asked continuously if we can update that training and provide it as a webinar. And I wish that somebody would please possibly give me an answer if that's possibly done. I ask Maximus all the time, and they're told that they're only supposed to be working on Ticket to Work, that they don't do cost reimbursement, even though that training is on their website. So can we please look at that training? It was a valuable training. It gave everybody's point of view from how to find that claim to how they process it. And that's not what what I've taken the two-day training with Social Security, and it's all about what happens to that claim after it gets to Social Security.
Okay.
So
I'll definitely take that back and get some information on that and get back to you directly regarding that training. I'll have to do a little bit of research, but I have all the folks in the room that are aware of it, and I'll get back to you for sure.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Operator, our next question, please.
And, yes, your next question comes from the line of Megan Helen.
Hi, this is Megan Helen from California. I had a quick question about Section 301 cases. I know that we used to receive notices from Social Security when there was a Section 301 case that was currently receiving services from DOR, and we aren't receiving those anymore. And I just wasn't sure if that was something that was only in place temporarily in our region, or if that's something that that other states get as well, and what process to take to get those that process back.
Can you repeat your question? We have our 301 person here.
We were all talking, and I'm sorry, we didn't hear your question. I'm sorry.
Oh, sure. In California, we used to receive a notice from Social Security about any cases that were receiving Section 301 benefits that were receiving services from Department of Rehabilitation. And we haven't received any of those in some time, and I just was wondering if that was a process that was in place nationwide or if that was maybe something that was done regionally and just where to go to start that process back up again. Because the Section 301 cases, we have kind of a shorter turnaround to get a cost reimbursement claim in for them.
Okay. This was a notice that you used to receive from the same folks that do the payments here at SSA?
No, it was from more like the local Social Security offices.
Okay, that's what we were talking about. Yeah, we'll have to check and see, because as far as our operating procedures are concerned, we weren't aware that there was a change.
Okay.
But we'll look at what's in writing and contact some folks and find out if anything's changed. Well, we normally are notified when something like that changes.
Okay. And then I do have one other question. I appreciate you looking into that, but I have one other question about the electronic claims processing. I was wondering if there will be different levels of security or different levels of access that we could designate to the portal users in our state. If we expand it to more users, we have some concerns about all users being able to access the cost reimbursement, the electronic claims processing features that will be in the portal. So is there any discussion about different levels of access within the portal?
We actually had a discussion at the meeting we were just at prior to this about access.
Okay.
But we haven't made final decisions. But, Katie, you have a note of that, right?
Sure do.
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely.
And we would want that.
We would want that as well.
Can you send an email to the help desk regarding your 301 inquiry? That way we have your contact information so we can make sure we do get an answer back to you. We will make it available to everyone, but just so we can get back to you as well.
Sure. Yeah, I'll do that. Thank you guys very much.
Thank you. These are great follow-up agenda items for our next call. Operator, do we have another listener that's called in?
And again, as a reminder to ask a question, that is star followed by the number one on your telephone keypad, star one. And your next question comes from the line of Donna Osborne.
Good afternoon.
Hi, this is Donna from Kentucky. I was wanting to follow up about the virtual job fair. I was sad to hear that we weren't in the regional, but because West Virginia is and we border them, I was wondering, would that information still come out to other states?
Hi, this is Rob. What state, I'm sorry, were you from again?
Kentucky, and we border West Virginia, so there might be some crossover that might be people might be interested in.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I think the approach, we're trying to align the states with the SSA regions, which is so essentially with our first, our second virtual job fair, instead of taking a national approach, we're targeting New York and Philadelphia regions. So what will probably happen is when we include Kentucky, it will probably align with that particular region. I believe is that, and this is, I'm curious if Kentucky is like Atlanta region, or I'm not entirely sure, but at any rate, we would like to take states within certain regions and then, you know, roll out the next phase of the virtual job fair. So we'll get to everybody, that's for sure. Like I said, we're still, this is our first, this is sort of a transitionary job fair where we're in the process of switching over to our new ticket program manager. So they're evaluating a lot of the things we're doing. It's a smaller approach with a few states, and so they're going to take the things that they see and identify through this process and implement them moving forward in whatever vehicle or approach they have selected to execute the next several job fairs.
Okay. Well, Kentucky generally falls into the South, but I just, like, we would have one office that they'd probably be more interested in what's going on in West Virginia than they would be the South. It just depends on where you're located.
Yeah, I mean, and your point is well taken in that, you know, you're a border state and so forth and so on, but we have to kind of align this strategically. You know, to some extent, we know that other states will want to participate. We will get to those states. But stay tuned. We'll have more information for you. We're in the throes of trying to get all of the details nailed down for this next scheduled event, which is scheduled in March. And then once we get through that, we'll likely have more information about how we plan to roll this out moving forward.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Operator, do we have another call?
And you do have an additional question. Your next question comes from an unidentified caller. Caller, your line is open.
Good afternoon.
Hi, this is Noreen Roca calling from Salt Lake City, Utah.
Oh, welcome.
Hi, thanks. I just have a question about the state verification system. We just barely, just by way of history, our state just moved over to a new case management system last year, so now we're using the AWARE database system for case management. And we are noticing that we get a high number of false positives, you know, indicating that individuals are receiving Social Security benefits when, you know, the client will say they're not. So this seems to be coming through the SVES system. And then what we've been doing is we manually submit those, you know, to our region, you know, by fax, and so we sometimes get different information. So our question is, why the difference if we get different information, and any suggestions about the false positives that you can alert us to?
We actually don't have anybody here that has expertise with that. I mean, the regional folks would be our best source, but we can reach out to them with this issue.
Yeah, that would be great. Or should I contact our regional directly, or I'm just not sure the best path to resolve it?
I mean, yes. Yeah, they would be the ones that would be able to give you more valuable information. If you would like to reach out to them directly, that would be great.
Okay. I will do it. Thanks.
You're welcome. Thank you. Operator?
There are no additional audio questions.
Oh, thank you, operator. For all of our listeners on the call today, please, for those states that are lucky to be in our first or second virtual job fair, we would like to remind you to please identify your beneficiaries that are job ready
and are definitely available to work in our target locations. So that is key, that they are available to work in our target locations. And again, as ticket coordinators, we look forward to your support and your local rehab offices in helping our beneficiaries to do three things: register for the call, understand and feel comfortable with navigating on the platform. Many of our beneficiaries are very comfortable with technology, but we do also know that any new environment takes a while to understand the different booths that are available, how to communicate with the recruiters that will be on our virtual job fair. So we definitely want to give them that opportunity to excel at this opportunity once they participate on the day of the job fair. And then the third, again, is that interaction and feeling comfortable with the technology, that they will be ready to burst through the chat lines, the blogs, whatever that is set up there on the virtual job fair platform, that they will have an opportunity to test it and feel comfortable with that. So we look forward to your support and your participation in that. So, again, registering, navigating the job fair, and communicating with the employers during the virtual job fair. That concludes our communication and our items here from TPM. Any closing remarks from Social Security?
No, we're good. Thank you very much.
Great. Thank you, everyone, for joining us today. That concludes our call. Please remember to send your suggestions for agenda items as shared with you to the VR Help Desk so that we can plan accordingly for our March agenda. Have a good evening, everyone. Thank you. And this concludes our call.